This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. The data is in and it confirms what seemed like a very wet summer in Fairbanks. Rick, what do the numbers tell us?
For summer 2020, Fairbanks Airport had about 7.5 inches of rain. That's a little over 2 inches above normal. And that was enough to rank as the 11th wettest summer since observations began at the current Fairbanks International Airport in 1952. We now have additional data available, including from the Agriculture Experiment Farm at UAF, which has climate observations since 1912. And there, this summer was the 7th wettest in that 109-year record. An analysis from NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information show that for Fairbanks North Star Borough as a whole, this was also the 7th wettest summer. And several of the top 10 wettest summers have been in the last few years.
So looking long term, which way are we trending?
Over the last 95 years, the typical summer precipitation for Fairbanks North Star Borough has increased almost 30%. That is really a dramatic change. Now, of course, it's not like we're Ketchikan, which had almost 4 feet of rain or record rain this past summer. But as a percentage of change, that is really quite dramatic and has the potential to have significant impacts because of the kinds of soils that we have, because of the impacts on permafrost.
Yeah, I imagine that could accelerate melting. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.